Lesson 142, James Chapter 3, Introduction. James taught the saints the importance of controlling their speech. He then contrasted the world's wisdom with the wisdom that comes from God. Suggestions for teaching. James 3, 1-12. James teaches the saints the importance of controlling their speech. Bring a tube of toothpaste to class. Invite a student to squeeze all of the toothpaste out of the tube, or ask students to imagine this scenario. Ask another student to try to put all the toothpaste back into the tube. After the second student struggles to do so, ask, "How can the toothpaste in this exercise be likened to the words we speak?" Invite students to ponder whether they have ever said something they later regretted. Invite students to look for truths as they study James 3, 1-12 that will help them choose their words wisely. Invite a student to read aloud James 3, 2-4 and the first sentence of James 3, 5. Ask the class to follow along, looking for how James described those who do not offend others with their words. Explain that the phrase, "we offend all," in verse 2 means that we all make mistakes. And explain that James used the word tongue to refer to words we speak. How did James describe those who could not control their words? Consider displaying or drawing on the board pictures of a horse's bit and a ship's rudder. You may need to explain that a bit, in verse 3, is a small piece of metal placed in a horse's mouth that connects to the reins, allowing a rider to direct the horse. In this verse, the word helm refers to a ship's rudder, which helps someone to steer or turn the ship. According to James, what do the horse's bit and a ship's helm have in common? Both are relatively small, and both steer or control the large entities to which they are attached. How can James's comparison of these objects to a tongue or the words we speak help us understand the power of our words? What principle can we identify from these verses about what can happen as we learn to control our speech? Students should identify a principle similar to the following. As we learn to control our speech, we can learn to control the rest of our actions. Why might controlling our speech help us to control the rest of our actions? Invite a student to read aloud the last sentence of James 3:5 and also James 3:6. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what else James compared our speech to. Explain that the word matter refers to a forest. See verse 5, footnote B. What else did James compare our speech to? What aspects of our lives could be set on fire or jeopardized by our unwise use of words? Explain that the phrase course of nature in verse 6 can refer to the course of someone's life. In what ways can the words we speak influence the course of our lives? How can making small changes in the words we speak affect the course of our lives in positive ways, the lives of others? Invite a few students to take turns reading aloud from James 3, 7-12. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what else James compared our speech to. What else did James compare our speech to? An animal that must be tamed. Deadly poison. A fountain that yields salt water and fresh. Water at the same place. A fig tree that bears olives instead of figs. And a vine that bears figs. To help students understand the content of these verses, invite a student to read aloud the following statement by Elder Jeffrey R. Holland of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Quote, "Obviously James doesn't mean our tongues are always iniquitous, nor that everything we say is full of deadly poison. But he clearly means that at least some things we say can be destructive, even venomous, and that is a chilling indictment for the Latter-day Saint. The voice that bears profound testimony, utters fervent prayer, and sings the hymns of Zion can be the same voice that berates and criticizes, embarrasses and demeans, inflicts pain and destroys the spirit of oneself and of others in the process. May we try to be perfect men and women in at least this one way now, by offending not in word, or more positively put, by speaking with a new tongue, the tongue of angels. Our words, like our deeds, should be filled with faith and hope and charity. The three great Christian imperatives so desperately needed in the world today. With such words, spoken under the influence of the Spirit, tears can be dried, hearts can be healed, lives can be elevated, hope can return, confidence can prevail. End quote. From the Tongue of Angels, Ensign Orleahona, May 2007. What truth can we identify from these verses about how followers of God should speak? Using their own words, students should identify a truth similar to the following. Followers of God strive to use their language for righteous purposes, not to spread evil. Why is it a serious problem if Latter-day Saints use their language for evil purposes, or to hurt or tear down others? What are some things we can do to be a little more perfect, see James 3:2, in choosing our words? Invite students to explain how living the truth they identified in James 3, 9-10 would guide their actions in the following situations. Number 1, you are texting or using social media. Number 2, you are a priest who blesses the sacrament on Sundays. At school, your friends begin making fun of another student. Number 3, you are a young woman who in the past has spoken unkindly about another young woman in your ward or branch. Number 4, your teammates use foul language. Invite a student to read aloud the following statement from For the Strength of Youth. Quote, how you communicate should reflect who you are as a son or daughter of God. Clean and intelligent language is evidence of a bright and wholesome mind. Good language that uplifts, encourages, and compliments others invites the Spirit to be with you. Our words, like our deeds, should be filled with faith, hope, and charity. End quote. From For the Strength of Youth, page 20. When have another person's words uplifted or encouraged you? How have you been blessed as you have tried to uplift or encourage others with your words? Invite students to write a goal in their class notebooks or scripture study journals concerning what they will do to better control their speech and use their language for righteous purposes. Invite them to act during the next week on what they wrote. Note: follow up on invitations to act. You can encourage students to apply gospel principles by following up on invitations to act. Make a note to follow up with students regarding the goals they set in this lesson. You may also want to invite them to report on the experiences they had as they acted on their goals. James chapter 3, verses 13 through 18. James contrasts the world's wisdom with the wisdom that comes from God. Summarize James 3:13 through 18 by explaining that James contrasted the world's wisdom with wisdom that comes from God. The world's wisdom leads to confusion and strife, while wisdom from above is pure and full of mercy. Testify of the truths taught in today's lesson.